Right now, free speech is under heavy attack in New Zealand and overseas, with governments constantly devising new ways to enforce censorship. To make sure you never miss the critical news and breaking stories you rely on, join the RCR mailing list today. Get connected now at realitycheck.radio/email.
Olivia Pearson is back with Olivia's Views. She's here now. Olivia, welcome back to The Crunch. What have you got for us this week?
Oh, thanks, Cam. Well, no surprises perhaps from our listeners, but I'm going to be talking about the state of America after the debate. I'll just launch right in. Yeah. The media world suddenly understood what many of us have been saying since the 2020 election. Joe Biden has dementia. The Democrats are seriously running an old man with dementia, not once, but twice, hoping no one will notice, and thereby thumbing their noses at American voters. Actually, it's much worse than that. Democrats didn't care who noticed. They are that cynical and done with democracy. It was first evident to me just how done with democracy they were when in Trump's third State of the Union speech in February of 2020, Nancy Pelosi stood up at the end and dramatically ripped up the speech in front of the cameras. That was the moment I really held my breath and I thought, uh-oh, whatever comes next is going to be really bad. What we got by that year's end was a stolen election using fraud at an industrial level of organization. And the man with dementia was installed into the White House. For anyone who doubts that Joe Biden's dementia was that bad back in 2020, I give you these words which he spoke at a public pool, which had just been named for him while campaigning in Delaware, his home state. He was surrounded by fresh-faced little black kids, and he regaled them with a clumsy anecdote about when he was a big, tough lifeguard taking on some petty gang leader called Corn Pop. I quote, and he cut off a 6-foot length of chain and said, you walk out there with that chain and you walk up to the car and I say, you may cut me, man, but I'm going to wrap this chain around your head. I said, you kidding me? He said, no. So I walked out with the chain and I walked up to my car. And in those days, remember, you had the straight razors and you bang them on the curb, get them rusty, put them in a rain barrel, get them rusty. And I looked at him, but I was smart. Then I said, first of all, I said, when I tell you to get off the board, you get off the board or I'll kick you out, unquote. This surrounded by young kids. In the same speech, he then came out with this gibberish.
And by the way, you know, I sit on the stand and it get hot. I got hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight, and then watch the hair come back up again. They'd look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
Yes, I bet Mr. Sniffy loved kids jumping on his lap and rubbing down his leg, just as he loved taking showers with his daughter, according to Ashley Biden's leaked personal diary. In the September presidential debate of 2020, moderated by Chris Wallace, then of Fox News, Wallace babysat Biden, who was considered by many at the time to be too fragile to debate Trump, knowing how verbally combative Trump can be. Biden wouldn't answer Wallace's question about whether or not he intended to pack the Supreme Court, and started speaking to the camera instead in a lame effort to sidetrack Americans by encouraging them to go out and vote. Trump interrupted, asking, are you going to pack the court, Joe? Are you going to pack the court with radical left justices? Why won't you answer the question? Answer the question, Joe. Biden got visibly flustered and flummoxed, then snapped, will you shut up, man? Then added as a lame rejoinder, this is so unpresidential. Indeed, he was excruciatingly unpresidential. So if Joe was considered fragile in that 2020 debate, and he was, it is little wonder the debate of a few days ago, 4 years later, had an extremely unusual format, one where the mics of the two candidates were controlled by the moderators so there could be no chime-ins or unwanted confrontations. Yet even with such extreme lengths to avoid Joe becoming flummoxed, his dementia was dismally clear to all.
Make sure that all those things we need to do, childcare, elder care, making sure that we continue to strengthen our healthcare system, making sure that we're able to make every single solitary person eligible for what I've been able to do with the dealing with everything we have to do with, look, if we finally beat Medicare.
Thank you, President Biden. President Trump?
Well, he's right. He did beat Medicare. He beat it to death.
Biden's condition has deteriorated dramatically. I wonder how many COVID boosters he's had. But the only thing in truth that has recently changed is that the media are now willing to say that Biden has dementia, whereas before now, that was a phrase that they wouldn't utter on the networks. The media militantly covered for him, willfully participating in the great hoax that he has been capable of leading the free world as commander-in-chief. I'd be surprised if Biden has been allowed to make a single decision outside of which flavor ice cream he wants, which begs the question, who has really been running America for the last 3.5 years? If I had to hazard a guess, I would say Obama. He and Big Mike never left the Capitol, which is a first for a former president. Usually they go back to where they came from, and in the case of the Obamas, that would be Chicago, or in Barack Hussein's case, maybe Kenya. After not leaving DC, the Obamas set up a big swanky office there. Anyone can view the website of the Office of Barack and Michelle Obama at barackobama.com, where the opening message states, "As President Obama has said, the change we seek will take longer than one term or one presidency. Real change, big change, takes many years and requires each generation to embrace the obligations and opportunities that come with the title of citizen." The deep state is a very real phenomenon, and I would not be at all surprised if Obama were acting as a shadow president to the man with dementia who carried that big change forward after the shock of Trump's 2016 win. They must not let that happen again, and it will happen if a free and fair election takes place. So what now for the Bidens, now that it is obvious to all that the emperor has no brain? The Democrat National Convention is due to be held in August, where Biden and his presumptive vice presidential nominee, Kamala Harris, will need to become the actual nominees for the 2024 ballot. Even though they won their primaries earlier in the year, it doesn't officially become actual until after the Democratic National Convention that the states can begin to print their names on the ballots, which cannot be altered in some states, short of one of them dying. A precarious position for Biden to be in, actually. If the Democrats invoke the 25th Amendment to say Biden is not mentally fit enough to continue as either president or the nominee for the November election, that requires a judgment call from the vice president to bring that before the cabinet or a body approved by Congress. But nobody really wants to see Kamala, the cackling DEI airheadian, become the first female president, as her stultifying silliness is as obvious as Biden's dementia. So if Biden withdraws, as many are advising him to do, the Democrat National Committee will have to nominate another candidate before the convention and convince all the delegates to vote for that candidate. It will not automatically fall to Kamala. Frankly, that circus would turn the Democrat Party upside down and open them up to all kinds of legal disputes among the delegates and vying nominees if there is more than one. For this reason, I think it is unlikely that Biden's handlers will withdraw him. So the only option open to them, if he's not withdrawn, is the Democrats knowingly running a dude with dementia for president, and considering they've already done this once, and since they really do have no honor left, Trump will undoubtedly become president once more. That means that when Trump goes for his scheduled sentencing on July 11th for the non-crime that saw him slapped with the term convicted felon, the urgency to send him to prison will be enormous. Democrats started this whole ball rolling with the all the absurd lawsuits against Trump because they knew he'd beat Biden in a fair competition. The only way they can get the dude with dementia back into the White House is to imprison Trump. But that's a very risky tactic because of the rage it will unleash amongst MAGA supporters. So let's hope he gets bail while appealing his sentence to carry on campaigning without any restrictions on his movement. It is, however, obvious that if the election happened tomorrow, Trump would win in an absolute landslide and deserves to. I don't wish to give them any ideas, but Democrats need either a new pandemic, a massive terrorist attack, a sudden hot war, a black swan event, or a deep space alien invasion to occur between now and November in order to clamp down on Americans, distract everybody, and impose controls to either cancel or overtly mess with another election that they are about to lose. Are they wicked enough to be so brazen? You bet your sweet fanny ass they are. But some great news came through yesterday with the Supreme Court upholding Trump's appeal to presidential immunity surrounding his actions to contest the rigged election results of 2020. He did not try to overthrow that corrupt election. He contested it legally, as he should have. The Supreme Court in a 6-3 decision gave him immunity for his official acts as president. Now watch the demonic Dems try to make the case that his actions were unofficial. The bunny boiler, AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, as Lindsay Perigo pointedly dubs her, has already stated that she wants to indict the Supreme Court for this ruling. As I said, bunny boiler. This is the most contentious election I think the world has ever seen. Rock on, President Trump, the world's most magnificent bastard. We need you. And that is Olivia's view for The Crunch this week.
And Olivia, that was absolutely fascinating. And I'm particularly interested in your views around the 25th Amendment and whether or not they can actually make that work.
They could make it work if they were honest. But you're dealing with, I don't know how to think like a criminal, so I can't think like Kamala Harris, but it does require the VP to actually be the one that makes the judgment call and invoke the cabinet.
But you think about it, right? For years, you've had your media lickspittles telling everybody that Joe Biden's as sharp as a tack.
I know.
And he's in command of his faculties, that he's sharp. That
he's on top of his game.
He's the best that we've ever seen of Joe Biden.
So are you saying, Cam, that's another reason why they don't want to invoke it, because it makes them all look like grotesque liars, which they are?
Well, they are. But what it means is that in order to invoke the 25th Amendment, they're going to have to say, yeah, Joe's feeble. He's non compos mentis. He's unfit to be the president, when they've just been telling us that he is fit to be the president. And then when they do that, that installs Kamala Harris as the temporary president until the election. And nobody wants that. I don't even think Kamala Harris wants that.
I think it would scare her.
Will they get him to withdraw? I don't think so. Jill Biden's invested in this, as is Hunter Biden. I mean, he needs the big guy to stay there to deal with his own particular issues with prosecutors. He needs the guys to pardon him when he gets convicted and sent. Well, he has been convicted, and we're just waiting sentencing now of Hunter Biden.
Yeah, exactly. He needs his father there to pardon him.
Yeah, which then brings us to a scenario, because replacing him at the DNC is going to be very difficult, because there'll be an absolute, you know, to use the proverbial shit fight on the floor of the conference or convention. They don't want that, right? So the only option that's left, and then when you look at the you know, people are saying, well, hang on, how come we haven't seen a letter from the intelligence agencies saying that he needs to be replaced? Could it be that they actually intend to kill him.
Well, that's why I say he's in a very precarious position.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, someone will stick a pillow over his face and say, oh, look, he was old. He had dementia. Look, he just died. He suddenly deteriorated. We didn't know he was this bad. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. But that thing you mentioned about the intelligence agencies, yeah, no other time in history would something so egregious as the leader of the free world with obvious advanced dementia without the intelligence agencies absolutely seeing that as a security threat. And it was Mike Benz who brought that to attention, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, remember the intelligence agencies wrote a letter to the media saying that Trump was...
Yeah.
You know, they did it then to Trump.
But they did it.
Complete silence on Biden.
And the 51 of them that said that he had been colluding with Russia, remember that?
Yeah. The Russia hoax.
So, yeah, it really is. I can't help but think they've painted them through their corruption, their lying, their deceit, and their despicable deeds. I can't help but think they've painted themselves into a really bad corner.
They use their own paint and their own brush.
Yeah, and they deserve to be hung on their own petard. And I guess the big question is what will happen to Trump on the 11th of July, which is only, 2 weeks away, yep. Less than that. With his sentencing, will he go to Rikers Island or will he get bail?
He'll still win from Rikers Island. But I'll tell you what that debate showed us, and it showed the utter dishonesty of the mainstream media in the United States, and indeed here, but let's just focus on the United States. In just 10 minutes of that 90-minute debate, the public in the United States got to see the mask fall. They got to see that for the last 6 years at least, that they have been gaslit by the media that this guy was sharp as a tack. You know, there's a video of it on YouTube, you know, about this. It's a meme now. It's just going around. It's all over X with all these quotes from the media saying, oh, Joe Biden's on top of his game, sharp as a tack, you know, engaging, you know, commands meetings that he's in. They all know that they've been gaslit.
Yeah.
If somebody knows they've been gaslit, then they think back on everything else they've been told, and all of a sudden they realize that what they've been told about Donald Trump has come from the same people. And maybe, perhaps, we shouldn't trust those people anymore, and we should actually believe our own eyes and our own ears rather than what the media have given us.
Well, believe it or not, even Jake Tapper's making that case. He actually used that phrase, believing your own eyes.
Hmm.
Jake Flipping Tapper, who's been one of the most hostile people to Trump for the last, 8 years. But did you see Nancy Pelosi? 3 sheets to the wind, as usual, going on about how when I talk to Joe, he's right there. He's so sharp. I think she was talking to ABC, one of the alphabet agencies, media agencies.
Those are from the Biden camp. That's what they've been put out there. They trot out all the old drunks and the has-beens and everything to say that Joe Biden's sharp as a tack. He's all there. He's these are talking points that the Biden camp has come up with. Oh, and apart from the fact that he had a cold.
How pathetic.
A miraculous recovery the next day from the cold.
Yeah, didn't he? Juiced up on speed. It's really bad for them, Cam, though, because it brings into question all the executive orders and the reversing of legislation that he has done in this time. Because if he has had dementia all this time, which we know he has, if they take that seriously, then none of those decisions should stand.
You'll see hundreds of cases in the Supreme Court saying, well, he made that decision, that executive order, while he was out to lunch.
Yeah.
And they'll probably, that's the other danger, isn't it, of using the 25th Amendment to get rid of Biden, is it then calls into question any decision he's made since the day he was elected.
That's why I don't think they'll do it. I think that they'll keep Biden in. They'll continue to abuse the demented old fool. And I don't even feel sorry for him. I mean, if Joe Biden was of sound mind, he would totally agree with this tactic. He would. Oh, yeah. So stuff him. I've got no sympathy. But, you know, we've all known people in our lives, our old ones, who have had dementia, and none of them were as bad as Joe Biden is. And yet they couldn't drive their cars, they couldn't make decisions, they had to pass decisions off to their family or their lawyers. You know, I mean, it really is a show of how corrupt the Democrats are. Why did they do it? Why back in 2020 did they run the guy with dementia instead of other talent that they may have had then?
No idea, but I think the debate was actually part of the fix to get Joe, because it was there was no audience, right? But somehow somebody leaked video of Jill Biden helping senile old Joe find his way down two very shallow steps.
Little stairs, yeah.
But who leaked that? That had to have been a CNN staff member. It had to have been.
Well, so that goes to the argument that, or the idea that this whole thing was to flame him, to bring him down.
Yeah, but then they haven't contended with Jill Biden's stubbornness.
Well, it's as Mike Benz said, Cam.
It's elder abuse.
Yeah, it's way beyond that. As Mike Benz pointed out when he said that there's no letter from the vocalness coming out from the intelligence agencies to say, hey, this guy has the nuclear codes. Mm. He said that the family isn't just the family. The family is those brothers who one of them is a member of, runs BlackRock. So there's something much bigger in play, I think, with this tactic to bring him down, that we're not being told, and God knows what that is. But I think that might go to the point I made about they need a massive either Black Swan event.
All of the things.
Yeah, all of them. Alien invasion from deep space. I mean, you name it, anything is possible between now and November, because they do not want Trump in that White House again. You know that.
Well, that's two options, haven't they got? They can kill Biden and get somebody else in, or kill Trump.
Yeah, I don't think they can get to Trump, because he always pays for his own security, thank God.
Yeah. Anyway, Olivia, that was a fantastic view that you had there, and we'll do this again in 2 weeks.
Cheers, Cam. Look forward to seeing you soon.
Olivia and I have been dear friends for more than 20 years. She's one of the best political commentators out there. Tell me what you think of this week's Olivia's Views.
Thank you for tuning in to RCR Reality Check Radio. If you like what you're listening to, dislike what you're listening to, either way, we want to hear from you. Get in touch with us now. You can text us with your message to 2057, that's 2057, or email us at inbox@realitycheck.radio. We would love to hear from you, so connect with us today.